The floods have had many people looking to their insurance companies and banks for help. Westpac's head of Australian Financial Services, Brian Hartzer, has been touring flood-affected areas. So far, Westpac Insurance has received 1,760 claims from the floods in Queensland and New South Wales. Brian Hartzer is speaking here to finance reporter Sue Lennon.
Well, obviously, this has been a massive impact across Queensland. We've had about 63 branches and 120 ATMs that were knocked out by floodwater, by telecommunications issue, and in particular by power issues. The good news is that we've got all of those bar three of the sites up and running. In one of those cases, we're actually in the process of setting up a temporary branch, so we should be up and running by early next week.
Now, does this sort of disaster make you think about closing down branches in some areas because they're flood prone?
Certainly not. One of the things for the Westpac Group is that we are very clear about the fact that we are there to support customers and to support Australia.
Have you had to actually put up your insurance premium since the last big floods in Queensland?
Well, I guess there have obviously been quite a lot of weather events. The premiums are always looked at in that context. But our focus has really been around saying, you know, we're not the cheapest, but we want to make sure that we haven't got exceptions that mean when people call on their insurance, they can't access it.
Has Westpac denied people insurance cover because of where they live, that they live in a very flood-prone area and it's just not economic for you?
Not to my knowledge. And in fact, I know that in the recent floods, in the previous incident, we actually made a point of ensuring that we were providing cover in some of the towns where perhaps some of the other insurers decided that they wanted to rule it out. We didn't think it made sense to draw specific lines and leave people out. But in the end, the economics of these things do need to make sense. But our commitment is to try to work with customers to provide them the insurance that they need.
If we can turn now to interest rates. Now, if the Reserve Bank does, in fact, cut interest rates again in 2013, will Westpac pass on a full Reserve Bank rate cut?
Although we have very pleasingly seen a reduction in wholesale borrowing costs, one of the real lessons out of the financial crisis was that the banking industry was too dependent on wholesale funding. So banks, including the Australian banks, have been much more focused on making sure that a large portion of their funding comes from deposits rather than wholesale borrowings. As a result, the competition for deposits remains very intense indeed.
But the thing is that all the big banks have actually dropped their term deposit rates significantly.
Yes, well, deposit rates have been coming down. I guess what we have to do as banks is try to balance the requirements for funding for our loans and the costs of both wholesale and deposit funding with the need of our depositors to generate good rates of interest.
Westpac's head of Australian Financial Services, Brian Hartzer, speaking to Sue Lennon.